Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about technology and teen use. But parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. One, nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can increase mood swings. Three, it can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
Well, fear and reality seem to be coming together with cash looking to be steadied lower this week. The rebound of corn prices putting reactionary pressure on the market. Feedlots that have cattle that need to be moved are anxious to sell as the cost of feeding is rising. Packers are looking at seasonally and potentially slower demand. Boxed beef was mixed with choice up 3 cents, select down $1.18. Nearby feeder cattle closed slightly higher as demand remains strong due to lower availability. Hogs just cannot find support themselves. The December contract closed the chart gap easily yesterday and then continued to fall. October still needs to accomplish that task, and a lower opening could finish the job. The National Direct afternoon report showed a decline of $1.62. This, coupled with a decline of $2.09 in cutouts, does not provide much hope for finding support today. It's likely weekly export sales may be meaningless in the current market. Slaughter is estimated at 37,000 head tomorrow. December Kansas City wheat's trading 2 cents lower. December Minneapolis is up 4 cents early today, reflecting a split in the weather forecast for each. In the case of Kansas City, there are chances for light to moderate rains in the southwestern and southern plains over the next 7 days, followed by even better rain chances in the latter half of the 10-day period. Spring wheat crop don't necessarily need rain at this point, but for areas not yet ready for harvest, the forecast is mostly hot and dry for a couple of weeks. December corn's trading 5 cents higher early today, getting closer to its 100-day average, $6.77, for the first time since late June, as the speculative crowd showed new interest in corn again this week. Lower crop ratings from USDA on Monday and numerous pictures of cobs with tip back on Twitter supported what DTN's Digital Yule a yield tour powered by Grow Intelligence said the growing conditions for 2022 do not compare well to the past 5 years. We're going to check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close, October live cattle down 82 cents, 143.77. December down 67, 150. September feeder cattle up 57, 183.02. And October unchanged, 184.45. October hogs down 252 at 90.37. Kansas City wheat, the September up 13.75, 8.96.25. December was up 14.25, 8.93.25. Chicago wheat, September up 12.25, 7.95. December up 12.75, 8.13.25. September corn up 5.75, 6.65.75. December up 2 cents, 6.57.25. September soybeans down 6 cents, 15.60.75. November down 4 cents at 14.57. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.